A new study shows positive economic effects of missile defense in Alaska. The University of Alaska Fairbanks study commissioned by missile defense contractor Boeing shows the project contributed $246 million to the state's economy in 2007. UAF economist Hans Geyer says $52 million of that was wages for high-paying jobs.
I think the biggest number that people should be impressed with is the average salary per worker. Base income per worker was $100,000, and then there was an additional $60,000 per worker in benefits.
The study shows a total of 323 Alaskans were employed by Boeing on the missile defense projects in Alaska, most at Fort Greely in Delta Junction, home of the international system's largest interceptor missile launch site. Geyer says the impact of high-paying jobs is significant in a rural area like Delta, where employment is limited. Geyer says for each Boeing job, there were an additional 1.2 jobs created in the community.
Everything from the people who serve the espresso in the morning and sell donuts, you know, up to people who work for suppliers of Boeing for fuel and heavy equipment and many other services.
The combined economic impact of Boeing and other missile defense-driven employment accounted for $72 million in household income in Alaska in 2007. Geyer says most of those employed by Boeing are locals working labor and office jobs. He says the study data does not reflect high-paid professionals or executives imported to the state for the project.
I know many people in Delta Junction, and I know for a fact that they have all received good jobs at this site.
The study shows that state and local governments also benefited by collecting nearly $10 million in tax revenue from missile defense. Boeing's spending in the state is the result of long-running U.S. Department of Defense contracts, and company vice president and general manager of Missile Defense Systems, Scott Fancher, says 2007 economic data does not represent an anomaly.
The spending in 2007 is about the same amount that we're doing here in 2008 and roughly the same amount that we'll do in 2009. Now, in the out years, it's difficult for us to tell. I mean, that'll be really dependent upon what the Congress decides to appropriate and what the administration decides to request Congress to appropriate.
Fancher says the ongoing project work in Alaska involves construction, maintenance, and operation of interceptor missile silos at Fort Greely and construction of a port for a massive floating radar at ADAC. Boeing is one of the world's biggest space and defense businesses. With more than 71,000 employees, the U.S. missile defense project is one of the largest Boeing is involved in.